Less than 2 weeks after Congress passed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, President Biden is readying an even larger package on infrastructure. It's part of his effort to make good on his Build Back Better campaign promise. Let's talk more about it now with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hey, Mara.
Hi, Callum.
So can you tell us a little bit more about this package and what the money would go to?
Well, if you think of the rescue plan, the COVID relief bill, as putting out the fire, this Build Back Better agenda is meant to reconstruct the house. So it is a lot of investments in what you might call human infrastructure, universal pre-K, free community college, lots of investments in physical infrastructure that goes way beyond roads and bridges, major investments in manufacturing and technology of the future like 5G, a green electric grid, universal broadband, carbon-free transportation, and it includes some pay-fors, things that Biden talked about during the campaign, raising the corporate income tax and raising the individual income tax for people making $400,000 and up.
Well, Mara, as you say that this goes well beyond the sort of classic infrastructure items like roads and bridges, I'm reminded of the criticism the president got from Republicans when he was trying to pass his COVID relief package. Of course, GOP lawmakers said there's a lot of items in here that aren't strictly related to the pandemic. I wonder if you can foresee similar objections to this infrastructure bill.
Well, I guess what the Democrats consider infrastructure, or the Republicans might consider a social program for, you know, people who are unworthy, I guess. But also, don't forget, this will depend a lot on how Biden sells this bill and frames it. He is going to say that the United States has not invested in itself for a long time. We're losing our technological and economic superiority to China. And outcompeting China is something that both parties agree on. It's going to be at the heart of his sales pitch for Build Back Better. So I think it really depends how he sells it. And also, if this bill is pushed as one gigantic thing, like the COVID relief bill, that Republicans can object to pieces of it, or will he break off the popular parts? You know, universal broadband is paid for by the last spectrum, FCC spectrum auction, and it's very popular. So are some other parts of infrastructure.
So that's how one piece of the checklist gets paid for. But we're talking about $3 trillion here, Mara. So how is
right,
the administration planning to pay for the rest of it?
The tax hikes could pay for some of it, adding to the deficit, which both parties have been very willing to do in the past. The recent past could be part of it. But there's no doubt that Republicans are going to say it's too big, it's too expensive, it's filled with tax hikes. As Mitch McConnell said, it's a Trojan horse for tax hikes and the Green New Deal. There's going to be a lot of green climate investments in this bill. So there are a lot of roadblocks. The first one, of course, is trying to get 50 Democratic votes. If Joe Manchin doesn't like your bill, it's not going to pass. So that's the first roadblock. And then, of course, figuring out if some parts of this can be broken off and get 60 votes, you know, get support from Republicans separately from what you probably are going to have to put into another giant reconciliation package. That's the kind of budget bill that doesn't need 60 votes. It only needs 51.
Sure. And Joe Manchin, of course, is the Democratic senator from the red state of West Virginia, who's often a swing vote on these matters.
Right.
And there's that question of whether Democrats will try to go it alone, or do you see, you mentioned the possibility of maybe a skinny bill, Mara, that might be able to get some GOP support. Does one scenario seem more likely than the other at this point?
I think both scenarios are likely. I think they're going to break off pieces of this into smaller individual bills and see if they can pass with Republican support. I think there are some things, especially anything about competing with China, that has bipartisan support. For instance, Chuck Schumer has a China bill with Todd Young, a Republican senator. So some things they could get through with Republican support, but I do think in the end the Democrats are going to have to use reconciliation again. That's the budget maneuver that allows them to pass things with 51 votes. It was basically a carve-out from the filibuster in the 1970s. That's how we got reconciliation. But yes, I think they're going to do both things. Some things they're going to have to pass on reconciliation with Democratic votes only. Other things they might be able to break off into bite-sized legislative chunks and pass with Republican support.
In just the moment we have, Mara, the backdrop here, of course, is that before we know it, will be to midterm election time. And, of course, what happens here will impact the way that the president and his party is viewed by voters. What are the stakes here?
The stakes are very, very high. Joe Biden is determined to deliver on his promises. He promised a gigantic infrastructure plan. That's what voters care about. Voters also care about how he goes about doing this. He promised during the campaign that he'd work across the aisle. So the big question for the White House is, how politically necessary do they feel bipartisan buy-in is on this package? They couldn't get any for the COVID relief bill, but how hard and how long is Biden willing to try to get Republican support?
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, with the latest. Mara, thank you.
You're welcome.